Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Piaggio's conference call. I'm Leonardo Caputo, and as usual, and today we would like to share with all of you some important updates on the strategic roadmap that we have set up to achieve the growth in the next following years. So our conference call will be divided in two separate panels. The first one will be hosted by our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Colaninno. Following his introduction, Mr. Colaninno will be available for a Q&A session. Then our Group Finance General Manager, Mr. Pallottini, will review the consolidated financial results for the full year 2006, approved this morning by our Board of Directors. Following his presentation, we will answer the related question in a second Q&A session. I inform you that also Mr. Bandiera, our General Manager for the Operations, is attending. I remind you that you can find the presentation slides in the Investor Relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com/full-year2006.asp. And now I hand over to Mr. Colaninno.
Good afternoon to everybody. I want to share with you the milestone of the future strategy of Piaggio, linked with also our reorganization on international scale. We have divided our market at the level of the worldwide sector in three big main areas. One is Europe, the second one is Asia and Africa, and the third one is America, the United States and South America. And probably, and in the future, we split also these two in two main areas, North America and South America. The reason of this is because the presence of Piaggio today in terms of production plan and the sales organization is spread in Europe and in Asia and in the United States. As you know, in Europe, we have a production plant in Italy and in Spain, and we have a sales organization that is split between 1,500 dealers, then with roughly 8,500 sub-dealers. On Europe, the first organization goal that we have, there we are working now, is to call domestic market, not anymore Italy only, but other European countries as Spain, France, Germany, Holland, Benelux, U.K., Slovenia, and Greece. On this area, we have reorganized all the different sales organizations coming from Aprilia, Moto Guzzi, and Piaggio, and we concentrate in one entity for each market. So just to say explanation, we in France will have one selling entity responsible for that market for all the brands and products of Piaggio, two-wheelers, three-wheelers, and four-wheelers. And the same things we get at this in all Europe country, as I mentioned to you before. All this is based on information system where it's in one side try to control all the administrative questions and marketing and sales in one way. The second one organization that we have in the way to develop is based on our plant location, India and China. Talking about India, we have decided to build a new factory there to produce engine, diesel engine for three and four-wheelers application. And then we have planning also to launch a new product, a four-wheeler product, with a different engine. One of these is already on the way to be in the market on April. That will be a pickup, a four-wheeler pickup, on with used and diesel engine 450 that we buy from a local producer. The other product that we are in the way to launch, project to launch for Indian market, it will be in 2009 and 2010, according to the new regulation that is already fixed, where the engine will change it by Bharat 2, Bharat 3, and Bharat 4. Our plan is to meet on 2010 to cover all the requirements of this four three-wheeler and four-wheeler in line with the new regulation. We plan that this to produce in this plan on two ships 120,000 engines to support the Indian market and to support also the European market, on top of the what we buy from the local supplier, that is 150,000. So we have a capacity to satisfy 350,000. Our sales expectation for that time, let's say 2010, will be about 200-250. So the capacity is enough to satisfy more demands or more sales development that we expected in this. On India, we are based today. We have a sales organization that is based on the 250 exclusive dealers spread all over India. So we have 250 dealers that is connected only with Piaggio and only with the Piaggio products. We expected it to go up from 2050 to 300 in the 2 year time, and we expected also to give the possibility to these people to sell not only the three wheeler but also the four wheeler. So if you look at the vision, the total vision of India, we have in front to us the grow up of three-wheeler from 140,000, that is the number that is produced on the 2006, to achieve 200,000 2008 and 2009, plus 50,000 coming for a new product, that is four-wheeler pickup. And in the other, and this will be supported by capacity, as I say you before, of a new plant, new capacity to produce inside, engine to protect the engine to produce inside. And in the other way around, to increase our sales organization from 250 to 300. The other main factor that is located in China, that today is a share, is a joint venture with a local company, the name is Zhongsheng, is already the production capacity is more than 200,000 pieces a year. That is in fact is the total production that we have achieved last year, that is not consolidated with our in the normal is not consolidated in the official sales, because this is a joint venture at 45% level. We expected that to be to increase this production and sales in China from 50,000 with the Piaggio technology, plus 150,000 that is local technology, to go up at from 2010 at 400 pieces on total weight. We are working now also to put on place a sales Piaggio organization. This is a tough goal to achieve. Because, as you know, the Chinese market today is controlled by a lot of small companies with a different sales organization. And we have to work to establish a new sales organization for the Piaggio brand alone, let's say in the way that is independent from our shareholder, Zhongsheng. Talking about the United States, as you know, in the United States, we have a sales organization that is already on the way to improve this year from last year in order to be able to achieve and to go from 300 dealer point at 500 dealer point. We expected to achieve this in 2 year time. For the new market that we have in mind to explore is by the end of the year we want to collect information between the Vietnam and the Brazil to be there for production of two-wheeler with the Vespa especially on Vietnam and in Brazil instead to develop three and four-wheeler for light trucks transportation. If this is what we have in mind, a design in terms of sales organization, presence in a different area of the world in terms of production and sales organization, I want to share with you also what is from product point of view, what we have in mind to develop in the next 3 years. Number one is to follow and to complete the product range on for Aprilia sites in the way of a motorcycle, from medium and high sites, let's say from 250 until 1,200 cc. We want to be able to complete the product range in order to compete with Honda and Yamaha in terms of Europe and the United States. In terms of what we have in mind instead for Piaggio, we want to be ready and point at the market for next year with a hybrid technology and with a new four-wheeler light commercial trucks where we already we buy the engine from Daihatsu. We have already agreed a new agreement with Daihatsu that go on after 2009 when the European regulation will be changed on Euro 4 to Euro 5 and Euro 6. So either from technology point of view, from the product point of view, we have in mind so to complete our product range, especially on the motorcycle, sector, and in the other way to develop our technology in order to reduce consumption and emission and to present an hybrid product by the end of 2008. Based on all this, a big change will be also the internal organization that will be focused especially on quality control in one side, on the guarantee and spare parts services from our customers in the other sides, and to implement the control of the supply chains from starting from the project departments in terms to value analysis, product value analysis, go along to line production line, and to arrive to achieve the logistic all the logistic problem that is very important for customer satisfaction. And this way, we have to increase our organization and performance on the spare parts and on guarantee assistance to our customer line. This is based also on our program that we are on the way to standardize the information system along all our factory. In fact, we have already introduced in Europe and in all our factory in Europe, and now beginning also in India, to introduce with a new software CAP in order to get the same and standard information and production control and quality control for our plant and for plant number one, and to follow also the market develop in terms of, as I say you before, in terms of spare parts, services level, and quality guarantee services management. Put all together this sort of things, we have in mind to present on economics way our 3 year plans in the near future, and we are very glad to share with you when we'll be ready on the middle of April, we present also from the three-year plan in terms of finance and in terms of results expectation, upon this kind of organization that we have in mind to develop in the next 3 years.
Okay, now we are ready to receive to open the first session of the Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are ready for the Q&A session. And the first question comes from Mr. Christopher Will from Lehman Brothers. Mr. Will, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Thank you. You mentioned new initiatives in Vietnam and Brazil. Can you just expand a little bit on the timing of those and when you would actually be selling products in those markets? And can you update us on the possibility of a three-wheeler joint venture in South Africa? Thank you.
Okay, you know, our vision is that on talking about the Asia market for the time being, for the first, our vision is that to be in India and to be in China is not enough to be present in all main markets in Asia. Vietnam, we believe that is the right location to work in the area of Indonesia, Malaysia, Indonesia, and the Philippine area. All this area is connected to ourselves by a duty standard system and one regulation. This market is quite important for the two-wheeler products, especially for Vespa products. Today we have Vietnam for us is a very important market for this kind of products, and we export already from other around the world, from Europe together. To be present in Vietnam, we believe that the Vietnam have some characteristic that can help the competition to be competitive in that kind of market. Number one is that Vietnam, they have a 1.8 million, is a 1.8 million market, 1.8 million units market every year. We see that they have improved their request in terms of characteristic and quality, and we have experienced that the Vespa product is very appreciated for that kind of market. Number two, we believe that Vietnam will become in the future also a country that can be a key for that big area that they go around between Malaysia, Indonesia, and the Philippine area. We think that also the relation between Vietnam and China is quite good. So we believe that we think we have to explore this, we have to look. We think that to be with a production entity, with a small production entity, with a flexible sales organization, can put us at the good level of sales in terms of price and in terms of quality for what the market needs on this kind of products. And we believe also that it's possible to produce there some motorcycle that can be used by all Asian markets, and not only by Asian market, but also from the South African market, South American market, in terms to export for very competitive cars. Talking about Brazil, when we think about Brazil, we think of Brazil in terms to produce there the Ape and the four-wheeler pickups, the same that we produce in India, if you want. We know from our information that market in Brazil is controlled today at 90% by Honda in terms of two-wheeler. But we know that the demand of the light commercial vehicle, the level of Porter or Ape, is quite strong. So again, we believe that Brazil, for this kind of products, can be a good can be a good opportunity to develop the same technology and to share with India and Vietnam products, engine and products to be assembled in Brazil. South Africa is, we have completed our review for that kind of project. We see some problem there in terms of sites, but more in terms of management problems of that kind of in that country. So for the time being, we want to take a more consideration before to decide. We need to know how can be organized the sales organization, because that is really a difficult point to solve, more difficult than production, if you want. That presents a lot of problematic there, how to organize the sales organization for that kind of country, and what kind of products we can produce for that. The market, the number of the market is not so big as Vietnam or Brazil. It's a very lower term of size. So we have decided to take time before to decide if to go on or not.
Can you give a sense of timetable for Vietnam and Brazil? Roughly when would you be starting
our
to sell product?
Our first meeting in Vietnam will be in July this year. We take 6 months to explore all different alternatives there. We have to decide if we need a partner or not. And we have to look what kind of products we can produce inside, and what kind of components we can buy outside from the factory. So we have to decide what kind of verticalization level we need for that company. So this is a problem that will become on the table for the decision, I think, in the next, in the first 3 months of next year. Brazil, on the same way, we've been in Brazil on May this year. We have some connection there. We want to look and to understand what we need to invest for that kind of investments in Brazil that will be bigger than Vietnam in our view. And then also this will be a decision of 2008. Based on this decision, the time to be able to be present, to be there, to begin to produce there, we have to consider two-year time from 2008. So if our decision will be positive, we need to expect it to be active in Vietnam, in Brazil, not before then 2010.
Thank you.
Next question from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from Citigroup. Mr. Falcioni, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. I have missed what you said about China in terms of production targets, so if you could kindly repeat that. The next question I have is regarding India. On the press, there had been mention about a possible sale of Vespa two-wheelers in India. Where are you at that on this project? Are you going ahead in any way? Do you have any timing in plan for that? I also had a question regarding the plant for diesel engines in India. I know it's an old piece of news now because you talked about it in third quarter results, but 65 million euro for that seems quite expensive. So if you could please give us a little bit more color as to what you intend to do to spend such a significant amount of resources for this plant. Thank you.
Okay. If you don't mind, we start. Okay, starting from China, I said that we are joint venture with the Zhongsheng Group and with the municipality of Foshan, that is near Canton. As you know, Piaggio gets 45%, Zhongsheng gets 45%, and 10% is from this public entity. We have the startup of the plant was June last year. At that time, the plant produced some products from Zhongsheng Group. We started from June last year, and we have consolidated a total production of 2006 of roughly 200,000 products. 200,000 scooter and motorcycle that is produced in 2006 was divided in two. 50,000 is for Piaggio, 150,000 was for Zhongsheng. We expected, without to have a high investment level, to be able to achieve 350,000-400,000 in 2 years' time. So we expected to produce on 2009 400,000 different products, let's say scooter, let's say motorcycle, let's say engine, for Piaggio and the Zhongsheng and Piaggio China. Talking about India, okay?
Yeah.
How is the situation today of India? Consider the 2006, okay? 2006 we produced and sold 140,000 three-wheeler products. And we buy 100% of the engine from a local supplier. So we buy this plant up to date depends 100% from a local supplier, from engine local supplier. We want to develop a new product, a new pickup, the name is Apetrax, four-wheeler that use a different diesel engine. This diesel engine is not, we are not able to buy this diesel engine in India from a local supplier, but we have to design these products and try to buy this from a different supplier that is Lombardini, India. We cannot think to depend 100% of engine from a local supplier is a strategic decision, is a good strategic decision. We cannot depend 100% from a supplier. We need to be, specifically for engine, not 100% depends, but we need to develop for such important market our own technology, that come from Italy and Europe experience, and to produce inside this kind of engine in order to be able to meet our quality requirements, our product innovation requirements, and also to be present in that in one of the market sector that is the four-wheeler pickup, that is the next products after the three-wheeler. Now we have decided, based on this, we have decided to invest and build a new factory able to project and able to produce engine that will be for the Indian application and also for European application. The product line that we want to produce there is three main engine sizes. 470 diesel, number one, 470, 750, 1,200. We need to be able to develop our technology in the way of turbo and a very controlled emission system, especially for the bigger engine on 1,200 cc. And also we need that this will be approved in line with the Indian regulation and the European regulation. The Indian regulation, as you know, is But after 2008, probably 2009, and then with the development of Bar 3, in Europe for 2010 we get the Euro 5 from Euro 4 that could end. So let's say that the project is in the way to be able to follow our capacity in terms of innovation, product innovation, able to be support for the production, Indian production quantity, and to satisfy the customer's demand. Just to give you an idea, this four-wheeler trucks that will be launched in March and in April is in direct competition with the Tata products that are started last year, and in 1 year they was able to sell about 60,000 of this on the market. Now we expected for this year to produce for this four-wheeler new products between 7,500 to 10,000 units. And we expect it to grow up dramatically in 2008, 9, and 10. Our best optimistic view, realistic view for 2010 is to be 200,000 on three-wheeler, 50,000 for the four-wheeler, and 50,000 for European application. Let's say for between 200,000 to 220,000 can be for Indian application, 50 to 17,000 for the Indian application, the pickup, and let's say 30, 50,000 for European application. To do that, we need to be able to satisfy our internal production plan with our own production of engine. To do this, why you ask us 65 million euros? Okay, we have identified land in Pune, and this land will be about 250,000 square meter. Let's say roughly will be 50 acres. We have to build a plant, new plant from the green, and the plant will be between 40 to 60,000 cover, and we need about 15 million of that, plus 3 million for the land. So we said that the plant plus the land will be roughly 20 million. And then the machinery and all things inside be able to produce on 60,000 engines per shift, let's say in three shifts will be about 200,000, we need at least 20, 25 million on machinery and the equipment. And the remaining money is for project and all the other laboratory, testing machine, and all what is necessary for the organization from technology point of view, project point of view, and so on.
Okay, thank you. One last thing. Will you be giving us in mid-April, when you will disclose your three-year plan, some targets for 07 and perhaps so medium term?
Yes, I remember that we give to you for this kind of plant to be able to produce 200,000 engine per year, let's say on based on three shift time. The break-even point is on based on the total production of 450,000. So the break-even, the return on capital is in 2 year time, based on the production of 200,000 per year.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your questions by pressing star followed by one. There are no more questions for the moment.
Okay, so we can now go into details on the financial results for the full year 2006, and I hand over to Mr. Palottini.
Good afternoon. Welcome everybody. I remind you that our presentation is available in our website, or at least I hope so. Our consolidated P&L at the end of 2006 shows a total level of revenues of 1.607 billion euros, with an increase by 10.7% over 2005, and an EBITDA level of 204 million euros, with an increase by 10.4%, and a net income of 70.3 million euros, with a more than 30% increase versus 2005. I wish to remind you that in 2005 we had an 18.6 million extraordinary income for government ecological incentives reimbursement, while the 06 P&L includes more than 10 million euro on one-off costs referred to the IPO expenses. So, on a normalized basis, the EBITDA goes up to 214 million euros with a 29% increase. The EBITDA margin is 12.7%, which becomes 13.3% on a normalized basis, with about 2 points more than last year. At the EBIT level, the 114 million result is 20 million higher than 05, and on a normalized basis, is at 7.7% level on revenues. The consolidated net income registered an important increase up to 70 million euros, also considering a 12 million net impact from deferred tax assets, allowing the submission to shareholders' resolution of the first dividend distribution for Piaggio at a 3 cents per share level. Let's now have a look to the net sales trend, which is the slide number 5. The scooter business accounted for almost 52% of total sales, with a 45 million increase, that means almost 6%. Such trend is positive as well, also not considering the Poste Italiane contract, which I remind you accounted for 36 million euros in the first quarter of last year. The motorcycle sales increased by 27%, up to 261 million euros. That means 56 million more over last year. And it accounted for more than 16% of total revenues, with more than 2 percentage points increase. More specifically, an important performance was registered for Guzzi and Aprilia motorcycles, whose sales increased by 48% and 72% respectively, thanks to the new models launched, in particular for Guzzi, but also the new off-road Aprilia models, which accounted for 33.5 million revenues since their launch in the last spring, last year. A negative trend was registered, on the contrary, for the low displacement motorcycles, with a 30% decrease due to the Spanish brand Derby, which suffered for some restructuring processes in sales network. Anyway, Derby, these first months of the current year, is performing accordingly with our expectations, even if we are still concerned in a final solution for from a strategic point of view for this brand. The Aprilia Guzzi combined revenues accounted for more than 400 million. That means an increase by 15% over last year. That means that these two brands are recovering the levels they had before the crisis, the deep crisis they experienced starting from 2002. In the North American market in particular, both brands were are increasing their sales. Their level reached almost 23 million euros versus less than 12 million euros in 2005. So, with an important contribution to North American global revenue growth from 48.5 million last year, 2005, to 77.2 million euros. That means an increase by almost 60%. The LTV business accounted for the 20% of total group sales. It was 18.7% in 2005, reaching 320 million euros. The Indian LTV grew up to 194 million with a 32% increase, confirming so the relevance of our presence in such important countries where we need to enlarge our industrial activity, as our president told you before, setting up a new engine plant in the near future. However, a great satisfaction is still coming from European LTV too, as it increased its sales by 1.5%, and we think that this is a very good performance considering the maturity of our current product portfolio and the very low capex level related to it. The spare parts trend was almost flat at 1.7% increase, but it is important to point out the recovery we had at the end of the year, last year, as we had been strongly suffering in the central part of 2005 because of significant logistics problems with some dramatic drops in the service level. Fortunately, this moment has passed by, and even in the first month of the current year, the trend is positive, both for sales and for service levels. Let's move over to the next slide. For the volume trend, in terms of volume trend, the overall number of units sold increased by more than 11%, reaching a level of 681,000 units. All of our business segments registered an increase. In the scooter segment, with to be mentioned that Vespa sold more than 100,000 units. That was a level unreached since 1990. While in the motorcycle segment, Gucci went beyond the 10,000 units sold after 20 years, with a 3,200 units increase from the 7,000 units sold in 2005. Coming back to the scooter segment, the total number of units sold registered 451,000 units with a 6.2% increase, which becomes a 1.3% increase, not considering the vehicles sold to Poste Italiane. Also in 2006, the shift in the displacement mix has continued. In fact, the 50cc scooters volume decreased by 3.5%, while the over 50cc went up by 5.6%, determining a higher average value per unit, and accordingly with the market trend. The innovative three-wheeler scooter launched in September, the Piaggio MT3, reached the 6,000 units sold at the end of last year. Just in these days, we are going to go over the 10,000 units sold. Aprilia motorcycle volume raised by almost 10,000 units from 19,900 units to 29,800, out of which 4,000 were off-road models. It is also important to mention the first 2,400 unit sales of BMW branded vehicles, based on a 7-year contract with BMW itself for a total volume of about 40,000 units. The Indian LTV volume sold were 139,000 units with a 15,000 units increase. after the last production capacity increase completed in the first quarter of last year, the plant capacity, as our president told you before, is currently around 160,000 units per year on a two-shift basis, further increasable to more than 200,000 with low capex level and on a three-shift basis. The next slide shows the EBITDA evolution with the evidence of normalization that I mentioned before. The normalized increase was 48 million euros, almost completely due to gross margin 45 million euros. Such a level is, first of all, the consequence of the increased level of sales, of course, for the greater part of gross margin growth. And secondly, of the increased industrial efficiency, both on purchasing side and on plant productivity. Such positive impacts were partially offset by a slight dilution coming mainly from the growth of Indian LPG business, whose gross margin is lower than the group average, even if it can benefit from a lower impact from the operating expenses side, and thus with an EBITDA margin close to the group average. This is the reason why the gross margin at a consolidated level slightly decreased from 30.2% to 30%. Coming back to industrial efficiencies, it should be mentioned that the low-cost country supplies, what we generally call the global sourcing, accounted for almost 18%, with a more than 5 percentage points increase over 2005, including vehicles and engines manufactured by our Chinese joint venture for a total value of 31.5 million euros, including 43,000 scooters. In the next slide, we can see that the normalized EBITDA for Piaggio standalone increased from 164 million to 185 million euros, reaching a 15.4% EBITDA margin, while the Aprilia Group's combined EBITDA increased from a near to zero level up to 29 million with a 7.2% EBITDA margin. In the next slide, we can see that the growth for the net income and the reported net income was up to 70.4 million euro. That means about a 32 million increase, which would become more than 60 million on a normalized basis. The main components of such growth with reference to the reported figures are related to the reported EBIT that increased by 20 million euros, just 1 million more than the reported EBITDA, considering the flat trend in amortization that showed just a slight decrease for less than 1 million. Secondly, the 40% reduction for financial expenses with a 0.5 percentage point lower impact on revenues, down to 1.6%. And finally, as I told at the beginning of our presentation, the very low fiscal impact for the year 2006 with a 20% tax rate that was due not only to the income offset against tax losses carried forward, but even to the different tax assets that were accounted accordingly to IFRS, with a net impact by 12 million euros. This amount can be considered as an anticipated accounting of future positive impacts from tax losses carried forward, with a correspondent accounting in the current assets in the balance sheet. So at the balance sheet level, next slide, it can be noticed that having the same amount in terms of net invested capital as in 2005, the debt-to-equity ratio changed significantly. It was equal to 2.1 times in 2004, 1.2 times in 2005 and 0.7 at the end of 2006, thanks to the important cash generation and considering the good net profitability. Let's now have a deeper look into the net financial position evolution over the last year. In the next slide, it accounted for 93 million euros, determining a final debt level at 318 million euros. The main components of such evolution can be examined in detail. First of all, the operating cash flow, which generated 136 million euros coming from the P&L, which we analyzed before. Secondly, the capital expenditure that accounted for 90 million euros, out of which 41 related to capitalized research and development and 49 million to fixed assets. Such a level, 90 million, was almost 5 million higher than previous year, not considering the 15 million impact in 2005 due to IFRS accounting related to a leasing contract. In particular, in 2006, the motorcycle capex almost doubled, increasing by 13 million euros. And thirdly, the working capital further reduction that was almost 24 million euros, and this result must be analyzed with reference to its single components. First of all, the trade receivables showed a slight increase at the DSO level from 52 to 54 days of outstanding, more than offset by a large non-recourse factoring cash impact in terms of anticipations, thanks to the full implementation in the Italian market. Consider that particularly in the peak season, in terms of financial needs, that means the winter season, it is important for us to have such funding source, which cheaper than ordinary hot money alternative source of funding. As a result of that, the trade receivables reduced by 15 million euros. Another component for the working capital, which is with an opposite sign, is the inventory level. The global turnover driver increased by 10%, determining a 40 million euro increasing impact, mainly due to raw materials and components as a result of global sourcing increase. And secondly, to spare parts stocks, we should consider a partial overstock impact due to the recovery from the critical service level occurred in the central part of last year, as I told you before, for the logistic problems that today are going to be almost completely solved. But then another positive contribution to the reduction of working capital comes from the payables level. It was 98 million higher than last year, with an 11% increase in terms of DPO, days of purchasing outstanding. That means about 30 million more than the standard level. And this was due to the greater than expected impact from the new IT systems rollout that were introduced in many divisions in our group. The situation should be completely normalized by a year and a half. And furthermore, we are going to invest resources in this area in order to implement state-of-the-art processes and high-quality levels. And finally, we have to consider a 48 million increase in terms of other current assets, whose main components are the deferred taxes impact by 12 million that we consider in the P&L, as for the IFRS accounting principles, as I told you before. Then we have a 23 million related to short-term credit versus tax national office. And then we have a different accounting for 6 million euros that were previously registered in financial fixed assets. So I told you all the components, all the main components for the decrease of working capital. So let's go on with the analysis of the net financial position evolution. We registered an increase for the financial instrument debt in favor of former Aprilia shareholders by 12 million, mainly due to a 9 million new debt accounting as a result of the equity value increase consistently with the relevant contract. And finally, we have to consider a 16.8 capital increase as the result of stock option plan impact. I inform you that all the residual options have been taken up at the end of January this year, so that the stock option plan is now over. We have finished our presentation. We are ready for your questions. Thank you for your time and attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your questions by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mr. Riccardo Ranieri from UBS. Mr. Ranieri, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have two questions. One is just, could you give me a breakdown of the commercial vehicles and fleet-related sales versus consumer sales? That's the first question. The second question is more on some market trends. I've seen an introduction lately of all-electric scooter from Vectrix, and also I've seen, I heard recently an announcement from Post, the Swiss Post, that is converting to electric scooter. Do you see this as a threat, or you see this as an opportunity for you? Do you have something in the pipeline? And that's the question. Thank you.
Okay, for what regards to the corporate business, you have in mind for the volume point of view around, if you don't consider the postal contract office that we everyone already know that is that accounts for by 24,300 vehicles. The remaining vehicles that account for the corporate business for the fleet services is around 10,000 two-wheel vehicles in 2006 and 2,000 vehicles for the LTB business out of the 680,000 vehicles overall.
Thank you.
Your second question was about electric vehicles.
I heard about this company, Vectrix, is launching this electric. I wonder if this is a trend or what is the situation there, if you have some pipeline products that are going to compete with Vectrix or those type of companies. And also, it's like there was an announcement from Swiss Post that they're converting to electric. So that's...
From this kind of ecological vehicles, now we are very concerned with the hybrid vehicle. Now we have a number of these vehicles on field, experimenting in some of the major towns in Italy. And we are planning to industrialize next year in order to be ready for the commercial launch around the end of 2008.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Next question from Mr. Christopher Will from Lehman Brothers. Mr. Will, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. A question really about the current year. If I look at the results you've just had, you very much satisfied investors' expectations. If I look at the year that's just begun, 2007, around the time of the IPO, I think expectations were that you might reach EBITDA this year of around 240 million. I see that estimates have slipped rather, and there's now an expectation that might be around 230 million. Can you give a sense of which of those two parameters is most likely? And if it's the lower number, could you explain perhaps where there's maybe been a little bit of a change from management's point of view? Are we talking about depreciation on the new motorcycles, something like that? I guess to get to 240, you'd need to hold margin in the Piaggio business, even improve it slightly, and reach something like 10% at Aprilia. Is that a realistic EBITDA margin at Aprilia for the current year? Thank you.
Well, we are considering, let's consider separately our main, the mainstream of our business. In Piaggio, today we are considering that we reached a level of EBITDA margin very near to the maximum that we can think of with this business model. The possibility for Piaggio is mainly connected to the developing of volumes, volumes and revenues. That means not only India, but means the defending our position, our leader position in Europe, and benefiting from the shift towards the higher displacement in this market. And of course, also the growth in North America, But this is, as I told you before, more, this means more an increase in volumes rather than in profitability for Piaggio. About Aprilia and Gucci, as I told you before, now they are approaching to a total volume of activity not far from those levels that were at, we think, an important level before their crisis, but there is still a long way to be run, mainly in terms of motorcycle business growth. If you remember when we had the roadshow last year, we told you that we are targeting European market share in the motorcycle segment around 8-9%. Considered at the moment that this means at least 2 points to be still achieved. And this is the reason why we increased with this important amount our capex for the motorcycle segment. So just to give a global answer to your question, the main focus for the management in the current year is is focused on the growth of our volume and revenues, firstly. And secondly, for sure, also to with a further efficiency recover in mainly in Aprilia. Aprilia for sure has a has some good opportunities to be caught. We think that we have them in our hands. Consider, for example, that the global sourcing activity for Aprilia goods is lower than in Piaggio. So we think that we can. I can say it now, if by the end of the year, Aprilia EBITDA margin will arrive at 10%. Let's say that it can be considered a target for us, for sure.
So would you be happier with forecasts of EBITDA closer to 230 than 240? Is that how I read your answer?
Chris, Leonardo speaking. It will be in that range because I really know that everyone is looking for a higher contribution in order to beat the estimation, to beat the consensus, and so on. We are working so well on the top line and at the same time also in the middle line, so in order to reach the target that we picked. Today we see that the range of the EBITDA, an EBITDA range between 230-240, it's at our end, also considering the macroeconomic scenario and so on, the increase of raw materials that we managed very well in 2006. We will continue to manage in 2007 as well, but I mean, it's too early to give you a new guidance, a new target for 2007. We can fix after the first quarter results, or maybe after the first half results, if we will have room to improve our efficiency, our profitability or not.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question from Mr. Gabriele Rossi from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Rossi, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning to everybody. I've just a question on taxation. Excluding the 12 million of tax benefit, if I'm not wrong, the nominal tax rate is around slightly higher than 30%. This is lower than expected, actually. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this issue? And probably it depends on taxation or tax benefit on the Indian plants, or actually, I don't know. My second question is on the level of global sourcing. I didn't understand which was the level reached in 2006 and if you have a target for 2007. My last question, if you can elaborate a little bit more on the split between a BDA margin between a Piaggio, former Piaggio Group and Aprilia Group. Thanks.
In 2006, Gabriele?
Yeah.
Okay. For tax rate, due to the accounting principle that has been applied also at the SPA level, at the PNC SPA level, we recognize the deferred tax asset. Taking out this tax asset impact at the PNC per level, the tax rate, let me say, like for like, with the 40% in 2005, by utilizing the tax losses, would be in the range of 33.5%. But we have so this kind of accounting policy due to the fact that we forecast in future to have a positive result at the net income level in order to reverse the tax asset that we accounted in 2006. So we can say that in 2007 and in 2008 the tax rate will be in the range of 35-40%. Out of the tax asset that account for 12 million, as Michele told you before, we already paid the IRAP on at the PNC SPA level for buying 9 million, the taxes at the PDPL in India for buying 30 million, and so and some other tax in the foreign subsidiary that we manage, rather than USA or National Motor and so on. For what regards to the global sourcing ratio, we achieved 18% compared to the 13% in 2005. Let me say the target for this year is to be in the region of 18-20%, fully on track with the target that we fixed during the IPO, that is 25% at the end of 2008. I remind you also by considering the buyback program that we set up for scooters that are being assembling in our joint venture in China. Then, for what regards the split between Piaggio and Aprilia Gucci, you can see it in the slide 8, in the presentation slide, we have this kind of clip in order to also to give you a result of our relaunch, our turnaround that we are achieving at Aprilia Gucci level. Considering Aprilia Gucci as the acquisition that we made at the end of 2004, today we reached a 7.2% in Aprilia Gucci level versus a 15% a Piaggio level without in 2006 without considering the 10 million of IPO costs that charged the EBITDA in 2006 on a normalized basis.
Yeah, but I mean this year in terms of 2007. I mean, sorry.
Ah, okay. 2007, as Michele told you before, by sure we set up all the activity in order to improve the EBITDA margin at the Aprilia Gucci level, even though more and more going forward there will be very tough to have a full accounting for Aprilia side, because I remind you that we merged Aprilia in Piaggio at SPA level since the end of 2005. But however, we will move in the region of 8, 9, 10%, let me say, considering also that we are improving all the driver in order to get more efficiency. Just for example, we improved the labor productivity at Aprilia level for 56% in 2005 up to 62% in 2006, considering that Piaggio is running at more than 77% at Ponte della Plata. So we have already room to improve also for the efficiency from the industrial point of view, even though we have also to consider the ramp-up that Aprilia set up in order to grow in the motorcycle business. That is a strategy that we started last year in 2006, and we will get full benefit not before 2008-2009, when all the products will be on place and will contribute to the improvement also at the efficiency at the margin level.
Thank you.
There are no more questions.
Okay, so thank you everybody, and we hope to have another conference call for the first quarter results that will be held more or less at 7-8 of May. Thank you again. Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.